In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the ninth day of the blessed month of Hathor. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 679, the great Holy Father and the Isaac, the 41st Pope of Alexandria, departed. This father was born in El Brolos from rich, God-fearing parents. They begot him long after their marriage. When they took him for baptism, the bishop who baptized him saw a cross of light over his head. The bishop laid the boy's hand over his head and prophesied concerning him, saying, "The Church of God will be entrusted to him." Then he told his parents, "Take care of him, for he is a chosen vessel of God." When he grew, they taught him writing, the Christian doctrines, and the church subjects. He read extensively in the biography of saints, and he was filled with their pure life. He longed for the monastic life. So he left his parents and went to the desert of Saint Macarius. He became a monk and a disciple of Abba Zacharias the Hegumen. The angel of the Lord has informed the elder's father beforehand of his coming, and the father received him with joy. One day, one of the holy elders saw him in the church and prophesied about him, saying, "The Church of Christ will be entrusted to him." Pope John, the patriarch of that time, asked for a monk to be his scribe and private secretary. The people who were present recommended this honorable Father Isaac. The Pope had Father Isaac brought to him. He gave him a book to scribe, and Abba Isaac made mistakes in his writing deliberately, hoping that the Pope might send him back, for he had forsaken the glory of men. When the father knew his intention, he said to him, "You have written well. Do not leave this place." When Father Isaac realized that the patriarch would not let him return he used all his knowledge and writing ability, and his virtues became known. The patriarch rejoiced in him exceedingly. Nevertheless, because Father Isaac was still longing for solitary life, the patriarch allowed him to return to the desert. When the departure of Pope John drew near, he asked the Lord Christ to let it be known to him who would be his successor. In a vision, he was told that his disciple Isaac would sit on the chair after him. The Pope commanded the people that with a divine revelation and by the order of the Lord, Isaac would sit on the chair after him. When this father was enthroned to the see of St. Mark, the church was illumined. He restored many churches, especially the Church of St. Mark the Evangelist and the Patriarch Cyril. He suffered many tribulations and sat upon the throne for 3.5 years, then departed in peace. His prayers be with us. Amen. Also on this day of the year 325, the 318 fathers assembled in the city of Nicaea in the days of Emperor Constantine, the righteous emperor. Among them were the heads of the four sees, and they were Abba Alexandros, the 19th Pope of Alexandria, who was accompanied by Athanasius, his archdeacon and private secretary, Eustathius, Archbishop of Antioch, Macarius, Archbishop of Jerusalem, Sylvestros, Archbishop of Rome. Sylvester of Archbishop of Rome, because of his old age, did not attend and sent two priests in his place. The reason for this assembly was to judge Arius, who was a priest in Alexandria. He blasphemed against the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, by saying that he was not equal in essence to God, his father, to God his father, and that there was a time when the Son did not exist. Among those who attended this council were holy fathers who were in the rank of the apostles, able to raise the dead, heal the sick, and work great wonders. Among them also were those who were tortured for the sake of their faith, lost their eyes, or had their hands or feet cut off, or had their teeth smashed, or their nails pulled out of their ribs, or to be pulled out, or their ribs broken. One of them was the fighter Saint Paphnutius the Confessor. Confessor يعني معترف اللي هو بينال عذابات لكن ما بيتمش استشهاده فبيسمى معترف أو confessor. One of the bishops of upper Egypt who was tortured much during the days of Diocletian. They plucked out his right eye, burned the flesh of his left leg, bound him in chains, and took him to cut marble in a stone quarry. He was called the martyrs among priests. He was a holy old man, loved by God and the people. The Lord worked many wonders through his supplications and the prayers. When the fathers convened, they sat on the chairs prepared for them. Then the righteous Emperor Constantine came and greeted them, starting with Saint Paphnutius, the bishop, whom he respected much. The emperor kissed with honor the scars of his wounds. Then he placed his royal scepter and his sword before them, saying, "Behold, this day you have the power of the priesthood and the kingdom to loosen and to bind, as the Lord said, whosoever you wish to exile or to keep, that will be in your authority." The Holy Spirit enlightened the minds of those present, and they were counted, and there were found to be 319. But when they counted the visible chairs, they counted 318. This fulfilled the saying of the Lord Christ, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." They had Arius al-Hartuqi, they had Arius brought before them and asked him to state his faith. He blasphemed, saying, "The Father was when the Son was not." يعني الآب قبل الابن. When they explained to him his error and he did not change his opinion, they excommunicated him and all those who shared his opinion and belief. Then they wrote the canon of the Christian faith, which is known as the Nicene Creed. It states, "Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Bondo Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen." قانون الإيمان يعني. "We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true light, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Later on, when the council of 150 assembled in the city of Constantinople, the second council, to judge Macedonius, the enemy of the Holy Spirit, لأنه هو أنكر لاهوت الروح القدس عشان كده بيسموه the enemy of the Holy Spirit, they formulated the remainder of that creed saying, yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceed from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet. And in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. This last part of the creed was added in the second council, في المجمع الثاني, مجمع القسطنطيني. They forbade to add to or take away from the creed, and commanded all the believers, priests, laity, old and young men and women, to recite it as we do now, to recite it and to have it said during the Holy Liturgy and in all prayers. After the fathers of the Council of Nicaea had excommunicated Arius and established the creed, they issued other decisions as follow. With regard of Miletus, bishop of Assyut, who had resisted his superior Saint Peter the Martyr, the Alexandrian Pope, the council confirmed the authority of the Pope of Alexandria over his subject in the ordinations. They settled the controversy between the Bishop of Africa and Asia Minor and the Bishop of Rome regarding the baptism of heretics. The council decided that the baptism performed by heretics was worthless in contrast to what the Bishop of Rome and his followers had thought. يعني عدم الاعتراف بمعمودية الهرطقة. They also established the resurrection feast day. حطوا معاد أو عملوا تحديد معاد عيد الفصح أو عيد القيامة. It was decided that it would be on the Sunday that followed the full moon on which was the Passover of the Jews. Thus, they would not celebrate before the Jews or with them. They authorized the popes of Alexandria, because of their knowledge and accuracy in calculating the dates, to notify all the churches about the day on which they would celebrate the feast. The Holy Fathers confirmed the church, they established the light of the faith, and then departed to their parishes. Their prayers be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.